Hello, Nerdy Legion. Once again, I am Dustin, and these are your Comic Talk headlines for May 24th, 2019. Real quick, next week is Denver Pop Culture Con, formerly known as Denver Comic Con, so that is going to hamper our ability to do two episodes, so there will only be one episode next week. Now, let's jump into the news. Kicking things off, we have an update from HBO about the Game of Thrones prequel and potential sequels to the D.B. Weiss and David Benioff series. HBO's head of programming, Casey Bloys, was talking to The Hollywood Reporter, and he revealed that the prequel series for Game of Thrones is going to begin production in June. That's all he would say about it. He would not elaborate exactly where in the timeline it's supposed to be happening and what all is going to be involved. None of that, just production begins in June. Next question, please. And he also said, when questioned about the potential of an Arya spinoff, he said, no, the D.B. Weiss and David Benioff series is going to be a standalone. There is not going to be any direct spin-offs of that show. Any other Game of Thrones property that they end up developing is going to also be its own standalone entity. Yes, they will live in the same universe, obviously, and so they will have a shared culture, but aside from that, there will not be any direct tie-ins between the two between any of the series. And then TV is actually the shorter section this week because we only have the two things. The next piece is the Star Trek Picard teaser trailer that we got. If you have yet to see it, go find it on the YouTubes. It's pretty awesome. But a couple of things about this. First, we now know 100%. I was holding off on the announcement until it was absolutely certain that it was just going to be entitled Picard. So yes, now we know it is just going to be Star Trek Picard is the name of the series, and we know a little bit about the content. We already knew it was going to be after Jean-Luc's tenure with Starfleet. Now we know specifically that he made it up to the rank of Admiral, so there's going to be a lot of time to fill in for between the Next Generation, where Next Generation ended, and where Picard picks up. So it looks, and just judging strictly off of this super short teaser, it's a little over a minute long, this looks like it is going to do Star Trek fans right. It is going to have enough fan service and also expand that universe in ways that I personally feel are going to make all of the Trekkies happy. So now let's jump over to movie news. And movie news, we're going to kick off with a trailer for movie news. And we got the Terminator trailer, just like we talked about in the last episode. Terminator Dark Fate trailer dropped just yesterday, actually. So we get to see Sarah Connor. We get to see the original Arnold Schwarzenegger played T-800, I believe. And we also get to see the new Liquid Metal. I can't remember the name of the actor who's playing him, but just this new take on what the evolution of Terminators is becoming. And also a little kind of throwback to the Christian Bale Terminator movie in that we have a robot who thinks it's human. So that will be interesting. But it also is vague enough that maybe this is just some new human tech. I don't know, but it looks really, really intriguing. Very nice to see the return of James Cameron in the producer's seat, and also very interested to see what Tim Miller brings to the table as the director. Next in movie news, we have an update on the Booster Gold movie. If you don't know, Booster Gold is a DC superhero, and there have been rumors about a movie in the works for the character, even though it's not one of the largest names in the DC roster. Booster Gold screenwriter Zach Stentz was talking with the Fanboy podcast, and he said that he has completed the script, and now he's just waiting to hear back from Warner Brothers as to whether or not it's going to be pushed further along into production, or if it's going to be dead in the water on paper. Our next piece comes from comicbook.com. They recently sat down with Todd McFarlane and talked to him about the future of his new Spawn reboot movie. And it seems like there might be a little trouble in paradise because he said that he's been getting a little pushback from backers. He doesn't have a studio proper to back the movie. He's trying for a different route to get money to make his movie. And he already has Jeremy Renner and Jamie Foxx attached to play leads in this movie, but without the proper backing, you can't really get the cameras to roll and all of that. So what he's saying now is if he gets the wrong kind of pushback from his backers, from the people who have decided to give him money for this movie, if they want him to change much, it really sounded like he's going to try and stick as close to the original script as possible, in that he doesn't want to change anything. And if the money wants him to change stuff, he's just going to walk away from the project. So as close as we are right now to seeing a new Spawn movie might be as close as we ever get if the money doesn't come through. And then our last piece of news for this episode, guys, it was a quick one and hopefully we will get a lot more updates over the weekend, but this is the best for last, I feel like. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic script is being worked on. Now, whether or not the D.B. Weiss and David Benioff Star Wars trilogy is going to start here, or if this script is being worked on perhaps for Rian Johnson's trilogy, is very much unknown. However, screenwriter Leta Kalogridis, sorry for mispronouncing that name because I know I did, she was apparently brought in over a year ago to start penning this script. So being as we know that the next movies are going to be from Weiss and Benioff, we should kind of figure that once this is completed, this is going to be their first script. That's super exciting considering their previous works with Game of Thrones kind of seems to be right up their alley. Going from regular fantasy to science fantasy seems to be a logical transition. Though again, don't know this for certain. And if you don't know that name, if you don't know the screenwriter's name, Leta Kalogridis, partially because it's probably hard to pronounce, but also she gave us Alita Battle Angel, Altered Carbon, and Shutter Island. So she's done this kind of stuff before, maybe not in the Star Wars universe, but she definitely has the credentials to swing pretty big with this script. And that, guys, is the end of the episode. Thank you very much for joining me on these twice weekly episodes when we get them up properly. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these topics, plus much more nerdy bits, you can join me on my YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you very much, nerds, and we will see you next time.